call to order the August 11th, 2020 business meeting of Pensacola City Council. City Clerk Long, will you please call the roll?
Yes, sir. Councilmember Booch?
Here.
Councilmember Kelly? Councilmember Houlihan? Councilmember Roche?
Here.
Councilmember Cummings?
Here.
Councilmember Hutchings?
Here.
Mayor Schumacher?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you, Clerk Long. So for the meeting minutes of July the 14th, 2020, all of us have received an advanced copy. Were there any corrections to the minutes?
Point of order.
I recognize Councilmember Houlihan. Nope. Councilmember Roche?
It's August 11th, 2020.
Did I say July 11th?
You did.
So this meeting is August 11th of 2020. We're working on the minutes for July 14th of 2020. While I am speaking, I will point out that Councilmember Houlihan has arrived. So are there any corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, the minutes will stand approved as written. We received no citizen comments for tonight, so we'll move on to the first order of business, which is item 5A, second reading of Z-2020-04, rezoning of property on Pride Drive. I'll turn it over to Planner John Derby, and Mr. Derby, I'm going to hand control to you. You have control.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, council members. This is the second reading for this rezoning. You've all been provided a staff report for this item. Just kind of give you a small reintroduction of this petition. This is a petition to rezone the last property at the end of Pride Drive. You'll see on your screen the parcel highlighted in green. The current zoning is business industrial. The applicant's requesting the rezoning to business general for the purpose of relocating their business here to construct a ground up facility. Nothing has changed since the first reading on July 14th. And I'll gladly answer any questions you might have.
Okay, a motion is in order. Councilmember Roche?
Mayor, I'd like to move that we approve on second reading Z-2020-04, rezoning of Pride Drive.
Second.
So I have a motion by Councilmember Roche with a second by, was that Councilmember Hutchings or Councilmember Gooch?
Gooch.
Councilmember Gooch, a second by Councilmember Gooch to approve second reading of Z-2020-04, rezoning of property on Pride Drive. Discussion? Hearing none, are we ready for the question? Okay, on the motion to approve on second reading of Z-2020-04, rezoning a property on Pride Drive. And we'll have City Clerk Long poll members of council.
Councilmember Gooch?
Yes.
Councilmember Kelly?
Yes.
Councilmember Houlihan?
Yes.
Councilmember Roche?
Yes.
Councilmember Cummings? Councilmember Cummings?
Mm-hmm.
Councilmember Hutchins?
Yes.
Mayor Schumacher?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear this vote, but it is unanimous for the other six.
Thank you. Councilmember Cummings is signifying yes but with a thumbs up. Apparently, he's unable to unmute his microphone. So I believe that is unanimous among all seven members of council, and he is nodding his head.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is item 5B, second reading of AXB 2019-02, proposed annexation / rezoning of property on Fairview Road. Mr. Derby, I will give you control again. You have control.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councilmember, this is the second reading for this annexation. This is an annexation request of property located behind the Ross and TJ Maxx department store. It's indicated on your screen now in the, make this a little bigger. In the highlighted area in green is currently RS, Residential Suburban, with the county. They are requesting residential high designation for the purpose of constructing an assisted living facility. Concept plan that was provided. They are in the revision stage of their site plan as of now. Nothing has changed since the September 10th, 2019 first reading. I'll gladly answer any questions you might have.
Okay, a motion is in order. If you'll give me just a moment. Okay, Councilmember Hutchins.
Mayor and Council, I move that we approve on second reading HWZ EXC 2019-02, proposed annexation, rezoning of property, Fairview Road behind Ross Department Store.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Councilmember Hutchins with the second by Councilmember Kelly to approve on second reading AXZ 2019-02, proposed annexation / rezoning of property on Fairview Road. Discussion? No member of council seeking. Councilmember Roche.
Mr. Derby, as I recall from the September 2019 discussion, I believe council was unanimous in the concern about traffic. Have there been any changes to update or alleviate any of the added traffic to that area?
No, ma'am, there haven't.
So the interchange there will remain the same, the lights, the everything?
Yes, ma'am. There will be no added traffic lights at that entrance there off of Fairview Road.
Yeah, no designated lanes going in or out of this facility?
That will be the decision of the SCDOT and what's required at that entrance there.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions or comments from council? I see no one seeking my attention. Mr. Derby, can you inform me? This is something a little bit new to me. I was just curious as to why there was an 11-month span between first reading and second reading.
Yes, sir. I think they were in the process of finalizing some of the contractual agreements with the property owner there, as well as the COVID-19 issue hit, and it kind of put a lot of things on pause. They've moved along with the site plan submittal and addressing all the comments that we had for them. So as now, everything's been tied up on, or been cleared up on their ends from the property owner as well as the facility.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from council? All right, then, we will move on to the vote. If you would, City Clerk Long, please poll members of council.
Councilmember Gooch?
Yes.
Councilmember Kelly?
Yes.
Councilmember Houlihan?
Yes.
Councilmember Rochet?
Yes.
Councilmember Cummings? Councilmember Hutchins?
Yes.
Mayor Schumacher?
Yes.
Did you get a vote from Mr. Cummings?
You're still unable to hear you, but if you, he is giving a thumbs up signal.
For okay. His... Motion carried unanimously. Yeah.
Thank you. All right, next item on the agenda is item 5C, the Pinkston Cell Tower lease at CCNB Amphitheater. Administrator Gracely, if you would summarize for us.
Point of order. Point of order.
Councilmember Gooch?
Yes. I know Mr. Cummings is having technical difficulties, but our rules stipulate a voice vote must be cast. If I maybe our parliamentarian can weigh in on that, I should be sure we're covered. Can he please weigh in on that for a moment? It may be different. If you could clarify.
The emergency ordinance that you all passed requires that the public be able to see and hear everyone. So technically, Mr. Gooch is correct. I've noticed Mr. Cummings' microphone is showing as being green on my screen, which indicates it's active. I just don't know whether the microphone he's using is not putting out sufficient sound or what, but we can't all see him, we just can't hear him. He may be able to call in on his telephone that can speak to you through his phone, but until he does, Mr. Gooch is correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anybody hear that?
Yes, thank you.
So, Councilmember Cummings, what is your vote for Z-2020-04?
Yes.
What is your vote for AXZ-2019-02?
Yes.
Both motions carry unanimously.
Thank you, City Clerk Long. Thank you, Mr. Holmes. All right, so next item is item 5C, Verizon Cell Tower Lease at CCNB Amphitheater. City Administrator Gracely, will you summarize for us, please?
Yes, thank you, Mayor, members of Council. As you recall, during the Committee of the Whole meeting 2 weeks ago, we discussed the Verizon Cell Tower Lease Agreement that has been in many incarnations before Council, leading up to this vote and this final agreement and the final design of where and how this pole will be located. This is a single pole and all of the appurtenances will be located on it. There'll be no equipment on the ground with the exception of the pole. If you're on the stage at CCNB Amphitheater and looking out toward the grass area, there's a maintenance shed in the upper left corner, if you recall, and the pole will be located between the maintenance shed and the gas pipeline. So it is sufficiently out of the way of any potential expansions or other construction that we might see in the future. One of the issues that we had unresolved at the last one was the concern that there was no out for the city of the lease agreement before the end of all of these renewable terms. It's an initial 5-year terms with 4 subsequent renewal periods of 5 years, which would be, in essence, a 25-year lease. They have changed that so that the city does have an out at the end of the second renewable term. So that could get us out as early as 15 years. I don't see a reason why we would need to get out any sooner than that or at all, honestly, because it's a ground lease agreement and they have so much tied up in construction of this pole and the equipment that goes on it. That's why they could not agree to allow us an out any sooner than 15 years. So that change has been made, and entertain any other questions you might have.
Okay, a motion is in order. Councilmember Rochnack?
Mayor, I move that we approve the Verizon cell tower lease at CC&V Amphitheater.
Second.
I have a motion by Councilmember Rochet with a second by Councilmember Kelly to approve the Verizon cell tower lease at CC&V Amphitheater. Discussion? Hearing none, I will assume we're ready for the question. City Clerk Long, if you will poll the members of council, please.
If you hear a dog, it's next door. Sorry. Councilmember Gooch?
Yes.
Councilmember Kelly?
Yes.
Councilmember Houlihan?
Yes.
Councilmember Rochette?
Yes.
Councilmember Cummings?
Yes.
Councilmember Hutchings?
Yes.
Mayor Schumacher?
Yes.
Motion carried unanimously.
Thank you. That brings us to the end of all the items on our agenda tonight. If there are no objections, we will consider the meeting adjourned. Thank you for coming, everyone.